Native Radio.
Pow. 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 Right in the kisser.
That's what Brock Lesnar was doing to Frank Mir's face.
Yeah, more likely it was more like, kaboom! Kaboom!
Anyway, I'm Scotty Cash.
J-Raz.
This is
Near Naked Radio.
Near Naked.
Rear Naked Radio. Episode 18, I believe. And we actually have two
parties. I believe.
We have two parties this time. It's not just me.
He said, I believe.
I do believe.
Near Naked.
We're doing
Alrighty.
Good. UFC 100 was this past weekend. We both watched it. Not together, which was the first time we hadn't watched a show together in a while.
I felt near naked. Nicely done.
It was a great show. More than likely anybody who listens to this show did watch it. Please, by all means, send us your feedback, what you thought, what you liked, what you didn't like. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe we'll even say your name on the radio.
Or on the computer.
That too. All right. We got a little bit of news to kick off. Lots of stuff. What's the word I'm looking for? Fallout. Ooh. Fallout from UFC 100.
Okay.
Lots of stuff happened.
Also known as results.
We have the fallout. News that's what happened because this happened. We'll have the results later. We also have the we also have the salary information, which is kind of interesting.
Okay.
We'll talk about this. UFC 100 is looking to be the highest grossing show, more or less, they've ever done as far as pay per view revenue.
Go figure.
Yeah, weird. They're looking at about 1.3 million buys is what they're estimating towards. The highest before that was in 1.1 or 1.2, which was Tito Ortiz versus Chuck Liddell. Their second meeting, yeah. So the money is in the rematch, folks. Dana White publicly stated, this actually doesn't have anything to do with UFC 100, but publicly stated that if any fighter agrees to be a part of the new EA MMA game, they will not be allowed to be in the UFC or not be welcomed or not be signed. That being said, Randy Couture will be in the game.
Really?
Yeah. He was one of the first people signed to be in the game.
What game is this?
The MMA, EA MMA.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they're trying to get in the game. Apparently, the reason that Dana White said that is about 2 years ago, UFC came to EA and said, we really want to make a game. The sport's getting huge right now. And they're like, shh, you're not a real sport. We want nothing to do with you. And they shoot them away. And so UFC Unleashed 2009 comes out, makes billions of dollars, and EA goes, let's make a game with this MMA thing.
Yeah.
What's in their minds? Let's do that. Yeah, but joining Randy Couture on the not in UFC list, but is Nick Diaz. He's signed up in the game. King Mo, he's a Japanese, or he's an American fighter who fights a lot in Japan.
Hey, please say Hoyce Gracie Rashad Evans.
I hope, but probably not. Jason Mayhem Miller is going to be in the game, as well as Jake Shields. So just with that lineup alone, I'm kind of interested. I don't think it'll be as good. They'll probably take the same engine and just tweak a few things, but UFC is just such a good game. I can't see it being better. I don't think UFC could possibly hold them to that, no matter what they do, because too many people are going to be in that game that UFC will eventually want. And if Fedor's in it, they'll be like, "Hey, everyone but Fedor can be in that game." Can't be in that game. Although nothing is 100% confirmed, it does look like Dan Henderson will be getting the next middleweight title shot.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Again, the money's in the rematch.
All right.
Maybe he's going to Brock Lesnar it. He got caught in the first time against Anderson. Got caught in a choke. And maybe he'll just knock him out this time.
So when's that fight going to be?
No one knows right now. Could be. I mean, 106, 107 towards the end of the year, possibly. If they might want to line up a bunch of big fights. They've also stated that the winner of the upcoming Cain Velasquez Shane Carwin fight at the UFC 104 will get the first crack at Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I thought you were going to say first crack at me.
I hope.
Because that would be bad. I don't want to fight either one of them guys.
No, they're both bad dudes. They're not Brock Lesnar bad dudes.
Yeah.
They're bad dudes.
I just want to know which one's going to, throw the fight. Like, my arm's broken. I can't wrestle. Just go ahead and give him the win.
They're both undefeated. They're like, I don't really want to fight Brock Lesnar.
I don't think Shane Carwin's very good.
His biggest win to date was against Gabriel Gonzaga, where Gonzaga had him rocked. But
exactly.
To Carwin's credit, he came back and knocked him out.
Yeah.
Again, Cain Velasquez's biggest win was over Chuck Congo. So, I mean, both of them have pretty decent level wins. None of them have a lot of big name wins. So this would be the biggest, I guess, fight for both of them. And I'm not going to lie to you, no one's going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
In the UFC, no one will beat him. I've been arguing with somebody for days saying, oh, Nog will catch him in a submission. I'm like, Nog's older and slower than me.
No.
He's not going to have a chance.
No.
He's also like, Cain Velasquez will crush him. No, you're wrong.
Right.
I don't care how
Cain Velasquez is throw him on the ground. and then Brock will just, well, throw him back on the ground.
Yeah.
Like what happened, you know,
yeah,
just a few days ago.
Exactly. Carwin, he's got a puncher's chance, but I think Brock's too big and can get in there and take him down and really just work the ground and pound like he did against Amir. So either one of those fights will be interesting. I'll watch them both.
I don't see anyone rocking Brock Lesnar. The only way you're going to beat Brock Lesnar is if you outpoint him, run away a lot, or pray to God and grab a foot and twist.
Yeah. Because that's what happened to Amir. Amir thought it was not a fluke. Yeah, he learned out hard on Saturday that it was, in fact, a fluke that he beat him. Randy Couture knows, hey, that was probably a fluke that last guy beat you.
Yeah.
So that's some MMA news. Not a lot else going on other than the results, which we'll get into now. UFC 100 had the preliminary, which none of the fights got aired because everything kind of went a little long on the main card, which I'm disappointed. I wanted to see a lot of the undercard myself. I don't know how you felt, but Shannon Grootery beat Matt Grace via a guillotine choke. So Matt Grace will probably be not long for the UFC because it's his back-to-back loss right there.
See you, buddy.
In the first round. CB Dalloway probably also not long for the UFC, although this is just his first loss outside of Amir Zadala. He got choked out by Dirty Tom Lawler in the first round in 55 seconds. It was pretty gross. Dalloway was not moving at all. I thought you liked CB Dalloway.
I do.
No, fair enough. Dong Hun Kim. He got a unanimous decision victory over TJ Grant. John Bones Jones, very soon, I'd say, light heavyweight contender, beat Jacob Bryan via guillotine choke in the second round. Jim Miller got a unanimous decision victory over the soon-to-be-out-of-the-UFC Mac Danzig. That's Mac Danzig's third loss in a row. He'll be the first tough winner to be wish well on his future endeavors.
Unless they hurry and fire Bonner right beforehand.
Yeah.
If either one of them. You two in my
office.
Well,
no, Bonner technically never won.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of talk. No, right, runner up.
I got you. Lasted. I got you.
But Mac Danzig actually won. Stephen Bonner, as you just gave the announcement, he did lose his fight to Mark Coleman via unanimous decision. I'd like to see it. It's probably a pretty good back and forth war. But yeah. I never saw it. So, do we want to take a break before we get to the main card?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back to your ass.
You're listening to Rear Naked Radio here on VGLosers.com. The video game losers. We have no lives.
And we're back.
We are back.
It is not over.
Not yet, anyway.
The main card at UFC 100, because that's what we just talked about, the preliminary. The main card happened. It started out with Yoshihiro Akiyama, or as the hipsters call him, Sexyama. Because he's a male model in Japan.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
Oh, wow.
I got a split decision victory over Alan Belcher. I disagree almost completely.
Yeah, especially on the 30-27 ho-ho guy or whatever.
The one absolutely cracked out.
30-28 or whatever.
No, 30-27.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. There's no way he won every round, even a little bit. Those are the same judges who scored that one round, 30-27,
Hendo and Rich Franklin.
Yeah, Hendo and Rich Franklin. There's no way he won all three.
I don't know what they're watching. Like, are they playing like a PSP and they just kind of look up and go, "Who'd you write down?"
Okay, yeah, occasionally he looks up going, "Hey, that was a hot chick over there." That person must have been just distracted by Holly Madison being there.
Yeah.
He's like, "I've never seen a Playboy playmate this closely." There's a fight going on. The Asian wins.
They always do.
They always do. But it was a very good fight. That fight did win Fight of the Night, which we'll talk about that a little bit later. I just still have to disagree. I don't think Akiyama did pull it out.
No, there's no way.
He took him out a couple of times. Belcher got right back up. He landed way more.
I thought for sure Belcher would win because he got, what's the name, took him down at the very end of the third round, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Belcher was just like, "Man, get off me." And like literally just like pushed him off and stood up.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, well, he's got to get something for that.
Yeah, and Akiyama was super tired after, like, the second.
Right.
And Belcher was good to go. And he also did the one-leg jumping, flying Superman punch off the fence.
Yes, he sure did, which they should have just stopped the fence and gave Belcher the fight.
Yeah.
Or some kind of title.
Well, obviously, he didn't hit him that hard.
Yeah, he didn't hit him hard at all, but it was just like...
It was awesome.
Who uses the fence?
I think everyone should.
Yeah. Apparently, and I'm sure they will now. Shoney comes back and does an off-the-fence spinning back punch.
That'd be awesome. The next fight was Dan Hollywood Hendo Henderson.
Hollywood, no.
That was his nickname in Pride, Hollywood Henderson.
Oh, jeez.
Versus Michael the Count Bisping. You thought Bisping had a chance. I never did.
Well, I thought he would run away, and that's what he did.
And thought he'd
outpoint
him.
He just kept running the wrong way.
Yeah.
And even,
like,
even when his corner said, hey, don't run that way.
That's his good punching hand.
Yeah.
Run the other way.
Hey, Bisping, yeah, stop running to your left. Oh, okay. It took me right back to the season when he told the fake Mr. T, hey, watch out for...
What's Triangle Choke.
What's his name, though, your guy?
DeMarcus. It was DeMarcus Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah. DeMarcus
Somebody's
Johnson.
Like, watch out. Every fight we've watched, he triangles people. He goes, got it. And he goes, now listen, watch out for the triangle. Yeah, got it. Hey, you, yeah, watch out for the triangle. Oh, okay, got it. And he runs out and jumps in the triangle. That's exactly what I thought.
That is.
When the guy was like, hey, watch out for his,
Don't circle left. Whatever you do, circle any other direction.
Yeah.
Forward, back,
yeah.
Right.
Just take a jab. And he's like, how about this? And then he got knocked out.
Yeah. And what's funny is you hear Joe Rogan on commentary going, he's circling left again. His corner warned him about that. If he keeps doing it, he's going to get knocked out. There he goes. He's knocked out.
Yeah.
And then Dan Henderson's like, all right, flying elbow. Yeah.
Come on, show me.
Pretty much. And then that was awesome. That got KO of the night, obviously.
Yeah.
Even if anyone else knocked anybody else out, that would have been KO of the night. That's probably KO of the year, to be honest with you. The next fight was supposed to be the John Fitch fight, but that got pushed because they wanted to make time for the two bigger fights. So George Rush St. Pierre versus Thiago Alves. St. Pierre does what he always does.
Yep,
and
I called that fight. Exactly.
Yep. He's like, hey, I'm going to just take you down and beat on you. You're going to get up? All right, I'm going to take you right back down and beat on you.
I'll stand for a while, and if you look silly, then I'll catch you and knock you out. But if you don't do that, then I'll take you back down.
It was really funny. In the third round, he pulled his groin, did St. Pierre. And he goes to the corner and goes, hey, I pulled my groin. That's my terrible GSP impression.
That's awesome.
And his coach goes, I don't care. Hit him with it.
Yeah. No. And the funniest thing was when he kept telling him to jab and move. And he goes, what did I just say? He goes, jab, move it out. Did you not catch that?
No.
Yeah. Where I was?
Yeah.
We all cracked
up. Jab,
move it out. We were losing it.
That's the favorite part was, I don't care, hit him with it.
Yeah.
You're growing?
That's what you got to do to win.
But St. Pierre continues his dominance. Afterwards, Joe Rogan's like, so you want to move up? He's like, I walk around at $185. I'm not going to fight at $185.
Right.
So who knows what's going to happen there. The winner of the upcoming Martin Camperman, that's what I like to call him, Martin Campman, versus Mike Quick fight will be first in line for a title shot. I don't see either of them faring too well.
No.
I like both of the guys a ton.
Oh.
I'll be the first to admit it, but none of them are GSP's level. Heavyweight championship match happened. Brock, the next big thing, Lesnar, versus Frank, I don't have a nickname, Mir. That was probably the best I've ever seen of them building a fight.
Yeah.
Like, I was excited when they just announced it. And then they showed the pre-show.
Right.
And then all the hype videos.
Yeah.
And then this. And I'm like, I'm going to watch this a lot. And again and again. And then it happened. The first round was not as exciting as their first round.
I'm going to buy the DVD.
Absolutely. Lesnar had him in a headlock on the ground and just stuffing him with huge punches. And after the first round, Mir's face was just destroyed.
Yeah. He kept looking into the Titantron or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Looking at his face and trying to like line up the camera with his face so he could see how bad it was.
Yeah,
and he came out in the second round smiling, knowing, I'm going to die here soon.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar takes him down immediately and lets him up. He's like, let's try this on the feet for a second.
Yeah.
Mir, to his credit, did land some decent shots, got him with a decent knee and elbow, and then tried to go for a flying knee for no apparent reason. Fell down, Lesnar got on top.
No. That's incorrect.
No, I'm not.
He landed that knee right before he fell and then got taken
down. Well, no, Lesnar had his one leg and he goes for a jumping knee, hits it, and it falls on his back.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you meant like you missed it.
No.
He hit it with one punch and a flying knee. That's it.
Yeah, and then they fell on top. Lesnar collected himself and then he's like, all right, I'm going to punch you in the face like 7 times if you're going to be knocked out.
I honestly don't think.
He was out.
I don't think. Lesnar got dropped or hurt by that knee. It probably sucked real bad.
He's like, I saw some Tweety Birds for half a second.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
See, I thought he was going to go down anyway, and that's why the flying knee went so fast, because I thought he was going down for the takedown anyway.
It hurt him a little bit, but not bad enough, obviously.
That's the only way you're going to do anything to him is if you hit him with a brick or a giant knee to the face.
Exactly. But Lesnar then got him in a very bad position. He had him side-mounted. He had control of the one wrist.
He was holding his hand
behind
his back.
Mir really only had one arm to try to block, and he wasn't doing a very good job of blocking, so he was just laying in huge rights, just gigantic rights, and Mir's head was just slamming into the cage, and it was bad news.
No, it was good news.
It was good news for us.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
high five there, yeah. Good. But Herb Dean mercifully stopped.
Well, Mazzagatti came out, and he's like, no,
let him up, He hit him in the back of the head, that's 1 point. Yeah, 2 points, 1 point, 3 points, 3 points, taking off.
Yeah. But I was super happy that the people I was watching with were rooting for Mir, which apparently more people than I thought were. Like, did they not watch the same countdown shows, or Mir is just a total douchebag?
We pick favorites, and whether who says what or says the other, we stay with our guy.
Yeah. I mean, I've since Brock entered the UFC, I've always thought, man, this guy's a beast. No one's going to stop him. And then he got a lucky submission. I'm still like, Brock Lesnar's a beast. No one's going to stop him. That was a fluke. And people are like, no, Lesnar's boring. Like, you're high.
Yeah.
But then the main event of the night, John Fitch versus Paulo Thiago. It wasn't actually the main event. It just happened to be the last fight. John Fitch gets a unanimous decision. I thought Paulo was going to pull off a slick submission in the beginning, but Fitch is too good. He's too good of a wrestler. Wasn't the most exciting fight. It's kind of boring. But Thiago did something awesome where he had him on his back and just jumped his
back.
Crazy.
That was
pretty
crazy.
Cool. So that's the whole UFC 100. Great show, I think. Worth the money. We're going to go over a few more things when we come back. We'll have an actual long show today, but we'll be right back with salary information and the next couple cards that you're going to see right here on Rear Naked Radio.
You're listening to Rear Naked Radio here on VGLosers.com. The video game losers. We have no lives.
It's almost over.
He's got him in a cumulata. Akuma Matata.
That's not even a move.
It means no worries.
All right, we just did the last two parts of the show, going over UFC 100. Now let's go over the fun part. How much money these people made?
$7.
Yep. No, the main event, quote-unquote, John Fitch versus Paulo Thiago. Fitch made $90,000 for everything. He won. He got 45 to show, 45 to win, while Paulo Thiago made a whole $8,000. I'm not going to scoff at $8,000. If someone's like, here's $8,000 for 15 minutes, I'm like,
well, it's not 15 minutes. It's about 3 months, probably.
I know, but
that's still really good.
Yeah, I mean, and he also, you know, gets paid by sponsors and that other thing. But, yeah, $8,000 is decent money. Brock Lesnar got $400,000.
Why did there was no win bonus?
No, he opted to take just a flat fee to be there instead of – that's what Chuck Liddell does. Chuck Liddell takes $500,000, doesn't care about win bonus or nothing. $500,000 is what he gets paid. So Lesnar's like, $400,000, I'll take it. No win bonus.
Why did Mir only get 45?
Mir gets $45,000, almost 10 times less.
Why is that?
Because that's when he signed his contract. You know, he only gets paid a certain much. They don't really negotiate until the contract's nearing over.
Oh, okay.
So he agreed to make this much. If he kept winning, he keeps getting paid more.
Hey.
But this is the level he's at.
So Thiago Alves got 60.
Yeah.
Frank Mir got 45.
If you look at it this way, Mir's only had 3 fights in the last year and a half. It was Lesnar, Nogueira, then Lesnar again.
Okay.
Whereas Thiago Alves was on like a 6 or 7 win fight streak. And so he's been winning all these times. So every time you're winning, you get paid more every time after that. And so that's how Alves got all the way up to his 60 grand. George St. Pierre, on the other hand, $200,000 show with a $200,000 win bonus. Dan Hollywood Henderson, he got $100,000 to show, a 150 win bonus, and then $100,000 extra for KO of the night.
Wow.
So he made $350,000. Good night
for
him. Michael Bisping was way overpaid with his $150,000.
He's not way overpaid because a lot of people love him and a lot of people super hate him. So
true, but I mean, I look at it this way. Forrest Griffin, last fight, got paid $100,000. And he got paid $50,000 more. I guess it's because of UFC 100.
Yeah, you're talking about a winning streak and all that stuff, too.
That's true, all right. You are right. You are right. All right. Yoshihiro Akiyama got $40,000 to show with a $20,000 win bonus, making his total purse at $60,000. Of course, that was fight of the night, so he and Alan Belcher each got $100,000. Belcher's pay went from $19,000, which is good, very good, to $119,000.
So you're like, sorry we screwed you out of your win. Here's $100,000.
Pretty much. You think his management was like, hey, you guys, give him a win. Fight of the night, just so he can get the pay he should have.
No, it was actually fight of the night.
It was. I don't disagree. It was, like I said, but $119,000. That's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
Especially for Belcher, who's used to making about 20 to 35 per fight, to make 120. That just made his day.
Yeah.
All right, Mark Coleman, he made $50,000 a show with a $50,000 win bonus. And Stephen Bonner's taken the longest of any Ultimate Fighter winner to make the six-figure contract by only making $25,000. This time. Again, I would not scoff at that.
So is this his last fight?
I don't know if it's the last fight, but like how the Ultimate Fighter contracts are structured is that you get paid, you know, $10,000 for your first one. If you win, you'll get more. You know, next one you're guaranteed this much. Next one you're guaranteed this much.
So if you never win, you could probably have like...
You'll still eventually get to the $100,000. It's a six-fight contract.
Right.
And if you never win and never win any bonuses, you'll eventually equal out to $100,000 of all your fights. I mean, obviously, most everyone else has made much more than that. Look at Bisping, $150,000 in this fight. Seven Bonner was awarded
25.
Yeah, see that 25. He's not doing too bad.
Hey, if he fights again, they're just gonna pay for his gas. Hey, how about you fight so and so? We'll give you gas money, buy you hot dog and chips at the show.
Bonner could also be out of that 6-fight contract and be back to just whatever they want to pay him. So that's possible too.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Well, 25 is still more than most people.
No, and a lot of people still like him just because of Bonner Forrest fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
You watch that fight,
that's
and you go,
why
man, Bonner's awesome.
Yeah, which, by the way, we had UFC Fantasy. This guy, Jay Raz, got number one out of 9 or 10 people that we had in our fantasy league this time.
Sure did.
I did well. The other fight of the night, or of the night bonus that came out was submission of the night, and that was Dirty Tom Lawler submitting CB Dolloway at 55 seconds via guillotine choke. Here's the fun part. There were two other guillotine chokes. That one just happened to do best.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably because it was the fastest.
It was 55 seconds, and CB Dolloway's completely out.
Mm-hmm.
So Lawler's pay went from, I think, $8,000 to $108,000.
Wow.
That's got to be nice, right? All right. The next
UFC 101.
Is 101 Declaration happening live August 8th. The main event.
Josh Neer.
It's not Josh Neer. Maybe. Who knows why. But the main event is supposed to be UFC light heavyweight champion PJ Penn going against challenger Kenny Florian. I'm rooting hard for Kenny Florian here. Love that guy.
Yeah.
Non-title bout as Anderson Silva versus Forrest Griffin. Another fight I'm super stoked about. Maybe we'll get back to Anderson Silva of old, or Forrest Griffin will shoot himself to number one contender at the light heavyweight rankings. Johnny Hendricks versus the, maybe he'll be okay at the time, Amir Sadala.
Yeah.
I still don't know if he'll be on that card. I don't have high hopes.
Yeah.
He's been injured after the last two.
He's still got time to get injured.
Exactly. Plenty of time.
He's probably injured right now as we speak.
Could be. We'll read about it later on tonight. Kendall Grove is also on the show, Despida. Not to be confused with Despider. It's Despider.
Yeah.
He's going against... Rashard Davis.
Yep. Kendall Grove is for sure looking for a win. So they're like, here, give him this guy.
I think he won his last fight.
Who did he fight?
I don't remember, but
it was probably
sure
garbage.
Probably. But I think he won. And then Josh Neer, who you don't like, but I think is really good.
I like Josh Neer, all right.
Going against Kurt Pellegrino, so that should be decent.
Which
this is
Josh
Neer? Cards. He's a guy who beat somebody you like in a fight night not too terribly long ago.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Unless you guys know next week. So that's the two undercard fights I don't too much care about. I'm interested to see Amir actually fight. And then obviously the two main events are going to be amazing. Affliction has a show. It's actually 1 week before that on the 1st of August. Heavyweight title fight for WAMA. World Association of Mixed Martial Arts. Yay. their title fight. Fedor Emelianenko versus Josh Barnett. In most circles, people believe those to be the one and two heavyweights in the world.
Which
I believe
the
them to be
ever.
Behind Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
That's me.
I think, I don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to. I think right now, Brock could get Fedor.
Yeah, I think so.
Just because, I know Fedor knocked out Orlovsky, because Orlovsky was like, hey, flying knee, oh, he's punching, I better freeze into this little ball, now I'm knocked out.
Yeah, Brett Rogers knocked out Andre Orlovsky.
I think Brock is still young, and he doesn't have a prime yet, you know, so I think he would get Fedor.
I think so. Gerard Musasi versus Rento. I can't pronounce
Rain,
his name.
Rain.
No, it's Bobble Rain, Sobral. I can't pronounce
Renato.
Renato, there it is. Renato Bobble Rudo Sobral. That side is on there. Vitor Belfort in his last affliction fight versus George Santiago.
Before he comes over here.
Before he comes to UFC, yeah. No, before he comes to Rear Naked Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Fight for us now.
Here, yeah.
Paul Boynatello versus Gilbert Laville. And Jay Haran is not actually on the main card. I don't know why I said he is. He's main eventing the undercard, which will be live on HDNet. But I like Jay Haran. He's okay.
Yeah.
He got beat
you know
by
who I like?
Just like everybody else.
You know who I like? Jay Raz.
I like
and
him.
Now
too.
For the big news, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
The 18th. Jay Raz gets married to that evil lady, wife lady. All wives are evil, by the way. It's not like
true.
She's not actually not a bad person at all. But yes, J-Rez, you are getting married.
You're in the wedding.
I know, but I'm only a dirtbag usher.
I only could pick a best man, which is going to be my brother, and then two people. If I could have more attendance, you'd have been in.
No, I don't care. That's no excuse. Where's your best man? He's not on our show.
He's not.
We should have, we should have like, you know, like, I don't know, tears.
Tears.
from, you know, like, the first, obviously, the guy who does the show with you should be the best man.
Oh, next time I get married.
Next time I get married. Hopefully, the new Mrs. J. Rad.
Exactly.
We're out of here.
I'll see you guys later.